two decades ago, less than 10% of all corn and soybean acres in the United States were planted with genetically engineered seeds. By 2014, the total skyrocketed to about 90%.
Planting of biotechnology-traded seeds in soybean industry has been very critical to our ability to increase production and make sure that we have a high-quality product.
That's Ron Moore, a third-generation Illinois corn and soybean farmer. Moore says farmers have adopted engineered seeds in part to protect crops from climate change.
Farmers have been very innovative in adapting to changes in weather patterns. It's just something we're used to doing.
Before a GMO crop can be grown in the United States, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has to sign off on it through a formal petition process. It's a measure put in place to make sure new varieties of crops don't hurt already existing ones. Since 1992, the USDA has approved 110 varieties of genetically engineered crops. Seed company Monsanto has received about a third of those approvals, far more than any of its competitors.
Those kind of innovative solutions that the life science companies are coming out with, if they are economically viable, farmers will readily adopt them.
Most of Monsanto's approved GMOs have been for corn, soybean, potato, and cotton, and they do things like resist plant-eating bugs or toxic pesticides. The company, currently in the midst of a Syngenta takeover attempt, declined to comment on this story directly. But its CEO, Hugh Grant, touted the use of genetically engineered seeds in a recent statement, saying, quote, "Today, no single issue will impact the world and the success of our farmer customers, our partners, and our company more than sustainability, which includes our ability to adapt to and mitigate the impacts of climate change." That sense of urgency is seconded by the director of Purdue's Climate Change Research Center, Jeff Dukes.
Agriculture is going to be affected by climate change in a variety of ways, and really they're already being affected by climate change.
Duke says that will likely mean more extreme weather, and Illinois residents only have to look back to June for some evidence. Last month was the wettest June in Illinois recorded weather history, according to the state climatologist.
There have been more intense precipitation events than there used to be, so we've been getting dumped on in big events more than we used to. A big aspect of climate change is going to be the changes in extremes, not the changes in the means.
Besides heightened extremes, Duke says climate change may also promote weed growth and boost insect populations, both of which would present devastating challenges to U.S. farmers. He says it's still too early to tell how successful GMOs will be when it comes to mitigating those threats.
Personally, I don't think they're likely to be a silver bullet.
Despite industry support, many consumer group leaders are against GMOs, including Food and Water Watch Assistant Director Patty Lavera.
You name the social problem, and they will say that GMOs will solve it. We hear the same thing about hunger, you know, climate change, lots of different things. We don't buy that.
Nearly half the country has introduced some form of state-level legislation targeting GMO labeling since the start of 2015. That group of states includes major ag producers, Illinois, Idaho, and Missouri. There's been federal legislation looking at labeling laws as well. House Republican Mike Pompeo of Kansas introduced the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. Senate Democrat Barbara Boxer introduced the Genetically Engineered Food Right to Know Act. Again, Patty Lavera.
GMO labeling is a really important topic to consumers because it just makes sense that they should get to know this. This is a basic piece of information about how a food is produced.
While GMO opposition has grown, so have the USDA approvals. In the last 5 years alone, the USDA has signed off on at least 30 genetically engineered crop varieties, and it currently has 6 more pending approval. That includes a variety of Monsanto corn designed to grow bigger. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Robert Hawley.